with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, March 3rd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way this afternoon here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a Class 1A state semifinal contest. Remsen St. Mary's gets set to take on the number one team in Class 1A in the Golden Bears of Bishop Garrigan. We'll have all the action starting at 1:15 with pregame. We'll have an interview with Scott Willman. Tip-off is at 1:30. Catch all the action as the Hawks take on the Golden Bears in a Class 1A girls state basketball semifinal contest from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. It's all going to be right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. And speaking of the girls state basketball tournament, semifinal rounds in 5A, 4A, and 3A got underway yesterday in Des Moines. Let's take a look at those scores on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. In Class 5A, the second seed Johnston defeated the sixth seed Ankeny Centennial 42-35, and it was top seed Pleasant Valley remaining unbeaten with a 50-33 win over the fourth seed in Dowling Catholic. To the Class 3A state tournament, where this has been the most entertaining bracket in the tournament, the 3A championship game is going to pit two seeds that are nowhere near the top. Four seed Benton Community defeated eight seed Vinton Shelsburg 51-42. And a Northwest Iowa school will be in the 3A state championship game. Six seed Sioux Center, they defeated the two seed Solon by a final score of 46-44. So it'll be six seed Sioux Center and four seed Benton Community for the state title. In Class 4A, it was top seed Dallas Center Grimes defeating the four seed Ballard in a tight one, 33-32. And second-seeded North Polk ended third-seeded Bishop Heelan's season by a final of 53-41. All these scores can be found on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. And coming out yesterday from the War Eagle Conference, all-conference girls and boys basketball teams for the 2022-2023 basketball season. And, well, Plymouth County was well represented on both the girls and the boys' side. We'll go to the girls' all-conference teams first, where Plymouth County athletes represented five of the eight first-team honorees in the War Eagle Conference. Taking a look at those Plymouth County athletes on the first-team list, Remsen St. Mary's had a pair of first-teamers in Whitney Jensen and Maya Bunkers, two of the top players for the Hawks here in their state tournament run. They were joined on the first-team list by Plymouth County athletes from Hinton and freshman Bailey Boovy, who averaged a double-double for the Blackhawks, MMCRU senior Cora Olish, who was the leader in every statistical category for the Royals, and Akron Westfield sophomore Mackenzie Hughes, top scorer on the season. She earned first-team All-War Eagle Conference honors for the Westerners. Going down to the second-team list, the area had five second-teamers. Remsen St. Mary's outstanding defensive guard in Carmody Ricky, Hinton junior post and point guard extraordinaire Ashlyn Kovarna, MMCRU forward and senior Avery Schlanger, Akron Westfield senior guard Alyssa Nemezio, and Galen Catholic senior post Maya Whitehead earned second-team All-War Eagle Conference honors. To the honorable mention list, and that's where Remsen St. Mary's post Claire Schrader, a junior, earned honorable mention All-Conference. Hinton senior Aubrey Lake was honorable mention All-Conference, as well as MMCRU junior Jaden Young, Akron Westfield sophomore Allie Swire, and Galen Catholic sophomore Isaiah Sitzman also earned honorable mention All-War Eagle Conference. Of course, Remsen St. Mary's finished second in the War Eagle Conference with a 9-1 record. Hinton was third with an 8-2 conference record. MMCRU tied for fourth with a 6-4 conference record. Akron Westfield was sixth with a 5-5 league record. And Galen Catholic finished seventh in the conference with a 4-6 league record. You can see the entirety of the War Eagle Conference All-Conference girls basketball teams by logging onto our website. That's KLEM1410.com. And now we switch over to the boys' teams, where the area had four first-team All-Conference honorees, a couple from the conference champs of Remsen St. Mary's. That'd be senior Jackson Bunkers, who led the team in scoring this year, and sophomore post Colin Homan, who's been a force to be reckoned with down low for the Hawks. They were joined on the first-team list by Galen Catholic's all-time leading scorer, new single-season scoring record holder in senior guard Keaton Bonderson. He was joined also by Hinton senior Carson Pierce, who led the team in scoring this year. To the second team list, and that's where you find a pair of Remsen St. Mary's seniors, Ryan Willman and Cale Ortman, who have been having great seasons as forwards for the Hawks this year. Gatling Catholic senior point guard Keaton Logan earned second team all-conference honors. So did Hinton senior forward Caden Winters. Akron Westfield, with their first all-conference honoree on the list, junior Matt Jackson Marnock earned second team all-conference honors. MMCRU freshman Brayson Mulder also on the second team all-conference list in the War Eagle. To the honorable mention team, that's where Gatling Catholic senior sharpshooter Drake DeRocher was for the Jays. Hinton senior Bo DeRocher earned honorable mention all-conference. Akron Westfield junior Tate Wilkin was honorable mention all-conference, as well as MMCRU's junior Kyler Bork, who earned honorable mention all-conference. Of course, the league standings for Plymouth County teams. Remsen St. Mary's was the champion of the league with a 10-0 record. Gatling Catholic finished third in the conference with an 8-2 record. Hinton was sixth at 5-5, and Akron Westfield and MMCRU tied for 9th in the War Eagle Conference at 2-8 apiece. You can see the entire boys all-conference teams by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. We'll go back down to Des Moines for the Iowa Girls State Basketball Tournament. In Class 2A, semifinal rounds open up the day. Top seed Dyke New Hartford will take on the 4 seed Sibley Ocheden. Second seed Central Lyon, they'll take on the 6 seed Pocahontas Area. A lot of Northwest Iowa teams in Class 2A. Good to see. Could see a conference rematch between Sibley Ocheden and Central Lyon in the championship game in Class 2A. Heading to Class 1A, and that's of course where our contest is for you this afternoon. Top seed Bishop Garrigan takes on the 4 seed Remsen St. Mary's. Our pregame coverage gets going at 1:15. Tip-off is at 1:30. You can catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio. The other semifinal in Class 1A today is the 2nd seed Newell Fonda taking on the 3 seed in North Lynn. There's also going to be a couple of state championship games going down in Des Moines today. The 5A state title game sees top seed Pleasant Valley trying to go for the unbeaten season as they take on 2nd seed Johnston, who's trying to go back-to-back. No 5A school has gone back-to-back since they added the class about a decade plus ago, and so Johnston's looking to be the first to go back-to-back. And in Class 3A, Benton Community, the 4 seed taking on 6 seed Sioux Center. The Warriors have been in this spot before, but they've never won a state title, so they'll be going for that later on this evening. Again, our contest for you comes your way this afternoon. Remsen St. Mary's and Bishop Garrigan. Pre-game's at 1:15. Tip-off is at 1:30 from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. You can listen on air here at KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter as well. We'll have updates from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Follow us at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.